the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm very excited about the person that we have who's about to join us. We don't know each other real well, which is the way I like to keep it until you get to meet him, too. I don't mean it's the way I like to keep it in perpetuity, but it's nice for us to meet together on the radio at the same time. He's from Morgantown, West Virginia, and he is really going to play, I think, a pretty wide range of material for you. He goes by Matt's Blues. His name is Matt Jordan.
The touch of your lips next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel fine. The touch of your hand, your sweet hello, the fire inside you when you're holding me close. 'Cause your love so warm and tender, the thrill is so divine. It is all these things that made you mine. If you should leave, well, I surely would die. Once you were 10 minutes late, and I started to cry. I've got it bad, but it's all right. As long as you're here every night. 'Cause your love so warm and tender, the thrill is so divine. It is all these things that make you mine. If I could live forever, the only thing that I wanna do with all that time would be to give forever, forever, all of my love, all of my love to you. So warm and tender, the thrill is so divine. It is all these things. Oh, my darling, my darling, my darling, it is all these things. All these things. All these things that made you mine.
Nicely done. That's Matt Jordan. Tell me about that song.
That's a song on an album by Alan Toussaint called All These Things. And I've been listening to a lot of Alan Toussaint lately. Great writer. Wrote a lot of stuff like that Southern Nights, the big hit by Glen Campbell back in the 70s. Just a real elegant songwriter, fabulous pianist.
Yeah, and well associated with New Orleans, too. There's so many things I want to ask you. Let's just start with you. Where were you raised, and how did you find your way to Morgantown?
Well, it's a long and a short story, yeah. Basically, I grew up in Maryland. I'm from Annapolis originally. I grew up around Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, and then I went to Morgantown for school at WVU for engineering. I matriculated from that 2 years later with no diploma and started working and started playing music. But I started in music in college as a way of escape in some ways. Like, you know, some people like alcohol. I like music, you know. So I got into music a lot and took my keyboard to school, and I guess I really started playing it a lot about 6 years ago, learned some funk grooves and stuff. And my parents always listened to good music growing up, Beatles, Eric Clapton, a lot of Beatles. My dad loves the Beatles, old-time cowboy music. So I've grown up around music.
And when you found your way, I know you play a lot of New Orleans music. How did that discovery happen?
Well, I was playing with, I ended up playing with a band for a while called the Dennis McClung Blues Band. They're out of Fairmont. And so I got into a Dr. John, their piano player, Randy Franklin. If you're listening, Randy, you're the best. But he told me about Dr. John. I started listening to some Dr. John. And when I heard Dr. John, that was the first time I thought the piano was like a really, like a serious instrument. Like, you know, I listen to guitar and I think, man, that's hardcore. That's manly, you know. But when I hear piano, I always just kind of thought piano was for classical pianists. And it didn't just seem like such a, like a rock and roll instrument. But when I heard Dr. John play, that's when I thought, wow, the piano has a lot more potential than what I thought.
Interesting. It kind of a, not to put words in your mouth, but a soulful, powerful, you know, communicative instrument. It sounds like what you're saying, right?
Very much so. I mean, it's got, I mean, you can be the whole band when you're the piano player, or you can just kind of dance around on top or in the middle. And it's, yeah, there's a lot to it. I mean, the low end of the piano has that, like that roof crashing down sound to it. And Dr. John uses that all the time. And it's like, oh, the roof's coming down. Like, everybody get under a mattress or something. Yeah.
What are some of the other parts that you like?
Just the express. I mean, I really like the whole New Orleans thing. That's my favorite, probably my favorite lick right there. It's just got this ringly jingly, just happy sound. Like, and you just ain't got a care in the world.
Yeah. This is Matt Jordan. And do you prefer, I know Matt Blues is how you often perform, right? Am I right about that?
Well, I say Matt's Blues because that's my Facebook page. So anyone who's listening, feel free to like Matt's Blues on Facebook.
Matt's Blues.
We encourage you. But yeah, Matt Jordan is my name. Matthew C. Jordan is the name I have on my business card. There's actually a lot of Matt Jordans out there that are pianists, so
yes,
I'm
there
trying
are.
To distinguish myself, you know.
Because I just, as you were playing, I just sent out a tweet and a Facebook notification, and I was very carefully looking to make sure I picked the right guy, because there's quite a few out there, including musicians. There's more I want to talk to you about, but let's have you play another song. What would you like to do next?
Let's see. That's a good question. Well, I really like gospel, and there's a guy named Eric Bibb that I heard a while back.
Is that so? You know, Eric Bibb has sat right where you're sitting playing live on air before, and I love Eric Bibb.
Well, I love Eric Bibb, too. I've never met Eric Bibb, but I'd like to buy him a cup of coffee sometime if the opportunity ever arises.
I'm not sure I've ever met anyone. Eric, that's wonderful. I think if we went to Heinz Field later today and said, who's listened to the music of Eric Bibb, you know, we might have, you know, 100 hands, maybe. Maybe not that. It's great. I'm glad you like him so much. He's awesome. What would you like to play?
Well, this is a song that I was introduced to by Miss Freddie Stover of Miss Freddie's Blues Band, who's also a good friend of mine, and helped me a lot with the influence and stuff in music. And she plays this song, but I listen to Eric Bibb play it, and I try my best to do it the way he does it on guitar, on piano. So here's what I got. You might slip, you might slide, stumble and fall by the roadside. Don't you ever let nobody drag your spirit down now. Because we're walking up to heaven, can't let nobody turn you round. Walk with the rich, walk with the poor. Learn from everybody, that's what life is for. You can't ever let nobody drag your spirit down now. Because we're walking. walking up to heaven. Can't let nobody turn you round. Something else that might get you down, your friends. Because some say yes, some say no. Some wait and see which way the wind's gonna blow. You can't ever let nobody drag your spirit down now. Because we're walking up to heaven. Can't let nobody turn you round. My favorite verse. Now, I might say things seem strange to you. I might read the gospel. I believe it's true. I can't ever let nobody drag my spirit down now. Because we're walking up to heaven. Can't let nobody turn you round. I said, you might slip, you might even slide. I do it every day, stumble and fall by the roadside. But you can't ever let nobody drag your spirit down now, not even potholes. Cause we're walking up to heaven, can't let nobody turn you around, not even your friends with the bad attitudes. Yeah, we're walking up to heaven. Can't let nobody turn you round. Not even your coworkers or your boss. Where we're going? I said, yeah, we're walking up to heaven. Can't let nobody turn you round.
Wow. Matt Jordan, just terrific. Where did you learn to sing like that? You've been singing since you were a little boy, choir, churches, fun. I'll quit guessing and let you answer.
Well, my mom always liked to sing. My mom and dad are actually pretty musical. If anybody likes old Gene Autry stuff, you can go to YouTube and look up Rick and Margie. They have an act that they play for the old folks at the old folks' home.
Oh, nice.
And they got me into that when I was, I don't know, probably 10. And so I'd go with them and sing and getting over stage fright early, I guess. Trying to, anyway.
I was wondering about that because you seem quite natural on stage. But what you're doing, I don't want to say it's, there's a lot going on. You're very naked up on stage, right? There's piano, there's your voice, there's everything. There's no band, it's you. And that takes a lot of courage, let's say.
Well, my one friend Charles, he's a psychologist down in, or I hope it's not psychiatrist. I hope I got that right. I think he's a psychologist. But he told me one time, he said there's a very fine line between being really excited and scared to death. So I thought that, I guess the way the brain reacts, whatever. But it's fun. You have to use it to your advantage, I guess. But it is kind of a, I don't know. Sometimes it's I don't really know how I do it. I guess it's just experience. I practice a lot, and I play with a lot of people, and I try to make sure. I mean, you know, if you're going to bake a loaf of bread, you're going to know how to bake. You're going to follow the recipe. You're going to do it right. You're going to do everything just right. So if you're going to play music, and I mean, I still need to practice. I practice every day. I feel bad when I don't practice.
Are you playing alone mostly when you play out these days, or do you often have a band?
I've had a band at one time. We got through one show together, but it's I found it pretty hard to get five grown men to all show up at the same place, same time, you know, on a weekly or, you know, a couple times a week to, like, practice and get everything together. So my one friend, my bass player, he got married. My drummer went off to college. So everything, it's a...
Well, you're in a good traditional zone, so to speak, too, when you think of people like Alan Toussaint, or I thought of Mose Allison right away, whose work you may not know. I'm not sure.
I've heard some of his stuff. I've not studied it.
It's good to be in the same paragraph with him, trust me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are a lot of, I don't know if I'd say raconteur piano players and singers who just have great chops and great personalities, which are the kind of people I'm describing, that I think can hold an audience just incredibly well and also be a little different, you know, every night, depending on who you've got listening. And you strike me as that kind of person. I don't know if I'm right or not. We're going on about 12 minutes of knowing each other. But, I mean, do you like doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's fun. The unknown is very exciting because I practice all I can, and then what I've got is what I've got, and I take it up there, and whatever happens, happens. And a good audience is the most fun to play to. I've played to a couple of empty rooms where, for whatever reason, I was booked to play, and nobody was booked to show up and eat or listen or whatever, so I sat there and played and looked at the statues on the wall or the paintings or watched the ceiling fan go round and round and thought, well, it's, you know, I could have just stayed home and done this, so... Having people, you know, having people there is a lot more fun because you have this interaction that goes on. And eye contact, I love making eye contact with people, especially people I know or even people I don't know. And it can get interesting. It's fun. It's more, I've always thought it was more about music because I started out focusing on the music, like learning the patterns, learning the chord qualities, learning the actual mechanics of playing the piano and everything. And I'm discovering now, at least what I'm doing right now, has a lot more to do with performance and engaging people. So it's almost, well, I've been listening to a lot of Tom Waits. I've been paying a lot of attention to Tom Waits lately. And that is one theatrical man, Tom Waits is. So
yeah, that's another good example. Certainly not stylistically immediately comparable. But I think people are craving humanity and, you know, human beings in music and frankly in radio and in some other types of common things we find in life because a lot of things have been very homogenized or genericized. So, you know, how good it is that we're not hearing, you know, a MIDI pattern coming out of a keyboard or something. We're actually hearing, you know, a human being playing the keys. Are you touring out much or playing out much?
Not yet. I'm still, I drive for Home City Ice Company, so I'm the ice man, and all the jokes that go along with that, you know, I got the coolest job in town and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Which, it's funny, everywhere I go, someone comes up and says that to me, and they think they thought of it first. And I was at one stop a couple weeks ago, and two people came up within 10 minutes of each other, and both came up awkwardly and was like, hey, you got a cool job.
Yeah. didn't you go through like a cubist period?
What?
A cubist period? No, never mind. Ice cubes.
That went
over
my head.
Think about ice cubes.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Well,
I'm crushed.
I'm not. That's new. I've never heard that before. You should come see me down at the Giant Eagle sometime.
I'm trying to help you. That's when you're in the bag, I imagine, at the Giant Eagle, putting them in the bag of
ice.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll stop. This is your gig, not mine. Matt Jordan is who's here today. We'll talk some more too, but let's get another song out of him. What do you want to do?
Okay, I'm going to pull out my trusty sidekick, the harmonica here for a second. This is a song I wrote, actually, so nobody steal this song. I mean, it's got me written all over it, so if you do, you won't get far. But
he said trusty, not rusty, by the way. I'm looking at the harmonica. It's just fine.
So there's a song about a place I worked at. For 2 long years of my life, and I'm only 24, so that equals a large proportion of my.
That's,
you know,
a 12th. If you got your engineering chops, that's like 8% of your life.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take off my headphones real quick. Yeah, it's a 12th, which is I think that's slightly less than 10%, but Yeah, it was a long time. And it was just the kind of place where you worked and you go in there and you smile at people and they look at you and they say, what's wrong with you? And I never could figure that out. And there was always something wrong with me, apparently. And I still haven't figured out what's wrong with me. But after having moved on to different things, I can't say they're bigger and better, but other things.
Jobs. So you left that job to go to the warm environment of delivering ice.
Yeah. Oh, for Home City Ice, if anybody wants a great job, I mean, that's the best place I've ever worked my entire life. I worked there for 5 years. I mean, you get the best work out of the summer, but it's, if you like being your own boss and you like working hard and just kind of feeling manly, you know, like just picking up ice and throwing it, you know, you're just kind of a primal thing, I guess, but it's a great job and it's customer service. I really get a kick out of it. So
they need a theme tong. Never mind.
Yeah. I'm the Iceman and I'm okay. Sleep all night, throw ice all day.
Here's Matt Jordan.
This song is about sitting at a warehouse where you got to be there till 5 and you've been there since 7 a.m. and all the work got done around 12 or 1 or whatever. And it's 2:30 and you're looking at that clock and you're thinking, man, 2.5 hours. Half hours seems pretty far. Looking out the front door, checking out my car. I'll be so excited, come quitting time. 2.5 hours and I'll be down the line. It's the 2:30 blues coming down on me. Wanna get to loving my sweet mama right now. 2:30 is all I see. Pretty sunny out there, no stormy weather. Afternoon so nice, it just might last forever. Smiles our folks, and satisfaction our fame. Cause I get paid to stay inside and watch the daylight wane. It's the 2:30 blues coming down on me. Wanna get to loving my sweet mama right now. 2:30 is all I see. Hey! Talking scoundrel, keep on telling me your lies. Ratting on your neighbor, friend is your disguise. I'm just wondering what kind of life you lead, that you got time to come in here and spend the day with me. It's the 2:30 blue coming down on me. Wanna get to loving my sweet mama right now. 2:30 is all I see. My favorite verse. Hey, this place got problems, you better get on the ball. Don't try to change nothing, you know that's not your call. Can't do a lot, and can't do nothing neither. 2.5 hours, and I surely need a breather. It's the 2:30 blues coming down on me. Wanna get to loving my sweet mama right now. 2:30 is all I see.
Great song, Matt Jordan. And I want to be sure I have your website correct. You can see it there behind me. Is it mjkeys.com? Is that right?
There's two URLs for it. It used to be MJ Keys. It still is. That works. But Matt's Blues. It's also mattsbluesnow.com.
Matt's Blues, all one word.
Yeah, all one word. I realized over PA systems, especially some of the funny ones you find, you know, if I say MJ Keys, it comes out. So say Matt's Blues, it's a little more legible. So
I saw, looking at the website briefly, a reference to your parents. Some videos. Have you thought about putting out any MP3s, CDs, anything like that yet?
That's something I was talking with Mr. Roberts about there a moment ago. I've been asked if I have CDs, and I don't have CDs yet. So I suppose there's demand. So
sure.
There's be supply sometime.
We'll get you an air check of today, which you're very welcome to edit as much of me out as you want, including all, and then you'll have you'll have something
fabulous
to start with. And you know, I should just say it off air or an on air. Good morning. I asked Tom. Tom's welcome to step in and chat, but it's an amazing, wonderful bit of serendipity that Tom Roberts happened to stroll in today, because you and I were talking, and I mentioned off air to you that Tom Roberts, Pittsburgher here in Pittsburgh, is an international caliber. I can't see him now. I'm sure his head's swelling, but he is an amazing pianist and transcriber and composer, historian, raconteur, you name it. And he just so happens to live in Pittsburgh, and he just so happened to be in the neighborhood to come and see you this morning. So when stuff like that happens, it makes me wonderful. And I don't know if you know Emily's story. Emily's your ride, I guess, or she's here just sitting here, or was she the roadie? Did she carry any of your stuff in? Or was I supposed to not mention Emily? No, it's okay. But Emily knew the woman that read the poem in the previous hour, Nicole, which... all these coincidences, you know, it's a good thing.
You know, the stars, the moon, the stars and Venus all align and something magical happens. So, I mean, that's kind of how, that's how I see God's always worked in my life, is things just kind of falling, you know, coincidence, as they say. Everything just lines up.
And I, you know, I'm joking around a little bit, but I'm quite serious. It's so, when I saw Tom out there, I was just grinning. And then Emily happened to mention, it was Nicole, right? Who read the poem in our last our youth segment. You know, it doesn't get too much better than that. So Matt Jordan is here. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for doing that. We have about another 15 to 20 minutes or so. I don't want to wear you out, but I have a feeling that's not possible. Would you like to do a few more?
Yeah, I'll do a song. Well, I currently live in Fairmont, West Virginia, which for those of you who like Chuck Berry, his keyboard player was Johnny Johnson. And he wrote the song Tangeray. He was also the subject of the song Johnny Be Good. But he actually grew up about a few miles down the road from where I currently live. So, fun story there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a version. He does a version of Key to the Highway. I don't know if this is really his version or not, especially since it's going to have a harmonica on it, too. But this is just a song I like a lot. And this is my version. I got the key to the highway. Feel, Lord, I'm bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, 'cause walking is most too slow. I'm going back, Lord, to Reevesville. Baby, where I'm better known, 'cause you haven't done nothing and drove a good man away from home. Give me one little kiss now, mama. Baby, just before I go, 'cause when I leave this town, I won't be back no more. Over the mountains, baby, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this highway until the break of day. I got the key to the highway. Feel, Lord, I'm bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running. Walking his moans too slow.
Matt Jordan, you're really making these songs your own as you sing them. You know, the Eric Big Bibb song you did earlier, I've heard done a number of ways. And I meant to tell you after you played it how much I enjoyed the style you put into it. I think he'd like it too. And that song I've heard lots of times. Lots of people have done Key to the Highway. And you're just taking it to new heights, which is great. Do you – this is kind of an odd question that I'm going to ask you, but is there a dream gig that you would have or a couple that like the circumstance – and I'm thinking more the setting than like – oh, one where $1 million plops out from the sky or something. But do you see yourself like, man, it would be great if I could play, you know, here?
Well, it's funny. A lady who was doing a blog asked me that question. She said, you know, what is your – or if you could share the stage with anybody, you know, who would it be?
And I wasn't even thinking that for a long time.
And I was thinking, well – I mean, Dr. John, I'd probably just sit and let him play, you know. Alan Toussaint, probably sit and let him play. James Booker were alive. Ray Charles, man, any of those guys, I'd just be like, I'm not worthy, you know. So I think if there are anybody, like a dream gig, I think I'd like to be, I'd like to play piano behind Aaron Neville, I think. I think hearing his soulful voice would probably just, you know, over my piano keys would probably just knock me right off the bench. I mean, he already has a fabulous piano player, so, you know, no disrespect to him. But if he ever felt like, you know, taking a coffee break, whatever, I'd be more than happy to sit and play some of those songs.
Yeah, I think some of the connections, it's funny, I didn't even think about being behind or alongside of another musician. But I was thinking, too, of just, you know, the kind of place where you can really make eye contact with people as they listen. Where you're able to really stretch out, where you know you've got, you know, an engaged audience, which you are quite capable of developing, but it does take two to tangle. And sometimes it's probably not as easy as others, depending on where you're playing. Are there many places back home where you're able to perform the way you'd like to?
Yeah, there are a few good spots. I really like the Joan Throw. Coffee house. It's really cool. It's a coffee house and a pottery studio in one.
Joe and Throw.
Yeah, it's downtown Fairmont, West Virginia. If you're ever down there, check out the Joe and Throw. Tell Bob Matt sent you.
I know that's not a former ICE client either, because well, it could be ICE coffee, I guess.
But. They do have ICE. I heard somebody make a comment about them running out of ICE the other day, and I was thinking, I mean, this would be a good time for me to put in my plug for an ICE machine. Hey, we'll deliver, install, and fill your ICE machine for a low, low price.
So that sounds like a nice place, good vibe, and the right kind of folks to listen.
It's really cool, yeah. It's a lot of Fairmont has been through. I mean, the history of Fairmont is just fascinating. Right now it's kind of like one of those other a lot of towns in West Virginia you see that are kind of there's a lot there, but a lot of it's history, like a lot of it's gone, because I guess some of the industry has moved out and stuff. But I saw a picture of downtown Fairmont from the 1920s. A couple months ago, whatever, and they had streetcars just like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. They had trolleys going all over the place through the streets, and the sidewalks were crowded with guys wearing like little Frank Sinatra hats and suits with briefcases, all like walking to work. It looked like Brooklyn. I was thinking, boy, that's really weird, because you walk down the street now and you see a couple people here and there, and but I think it's coming back. There's a growing arts scene there, and the Joan Throw for me is kind of like the centerpiece of that right now.
Yeah, that's a place. I know West Virginia quite well. My wife and I travel there quite a bit. And I don't know Fairmont very well. Do you know offhand what the major industries that drove Fairmont was, if it was coal or steel? I'm just having trouble, and I don't want to put you on the spot. I just can't very well remember.
I believe it was mostly coal. I mean, because everywhere you look, there's an old coal mine, or there's, like artifacts from the past industry. Of course, you got the barges that go up and down the river. I didn't know that something like coal could float, but they floated up and down the river, which I think is pretty cool. So I think it was mostly coal. I mean, there's an aluminum plant down up north Fairmont, which is actually still running, aluminum plant.
Actually, I think I've been to that plant, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because I have an engineering background, too, and I know that plant. And I was just talking to my friend Wayne the other day. The Avett brothers played in Wheeling at the Capitol Theater. And I think he already knew this, but I had wanted to say, you know, you are in one legendary place. You know, the Capitol Theater in Wheeling, and I'm guessing you might know this, was as big a deal as the Grand Ole Opry in its early days. I mean, you had the Grand Ole Opry, WSM, in Nashville. You had the National Barn Dance, WLS, in Chicago. And who knew? Wheeling, WWVA, the Jamboree USA, I think initially the Wheeling Jamboree and then rebranded to Jamboree USA. I think now it's Jamboree in the Hills. But these were live weekly broadcasts with commercials sung on stage and done up in a big way. And I'm fortunate that I guess I'm old enough to have caught a few of those towards the latter years. They stopped being that elaborate probably in the mid-80s. But again, though, a town, getting back to your point, there were five or six music stores in Wheeling, five or six independent music stores in Wheeling doing great business. And so you see those good roots and you just want to see it blossom there.
Wheeling's another place that's really cool. I walk through there and I think, I mean, what all the history, like the Bel Air Bridge, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I want like nothing else to go up there, and, well, I shouldn't say this, but it'd be awesome if you could go up there, you know, and like, I mean, just take pictures or walk around. I mean, it's got, you know, it looks like something that Cruella de Vil built. You know, you could see Cruella de Vil crossing that in her little car, putt.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still there, but there used to be a little adult beverage place up above the Capitol Theater that you and your folks would probably love, because it was lined and lined with photos of people that played on the Capitol Theater stage going back to the 30s and 40s. And just all these old headshot, you know, glossy pictures, probably including Gene Autry. You know, it was and I would hope that's been preserved. It's just been a while since I've been down there. But Matt Jordan is who you're listening to, and I think we got time for one or two more. I really want to make it your pick. We didn't get a chance to talk ahead of time here. It's really been great to have you. A lot of folks have been texting and emailing and phoning and saying how much they're enjoying hearing you. I really appreciate you being able to be with us.
Well, fabulous. Well, thanks for listening, everyone who's listening. And if you want to check out my Facebook page and like it, that helps out, you know, local music and everything. It's called Matt's Blues. And in case anybody I know that might be connected to the Neville Brothers or the Aaron Neville Band might be listening right now.
You never know.
Never know. David, if you're listening, this one's for you. This is A really great piano player that doesn't get talked about enough is Richard T. He played with Steve Gadd, and he played with Paul Simon way back in the day.
I don't know him at all. Yeah,
he passed away in 93 of cancer, unfortunately, so I never got a chance to meet him. But thanks to the magic of YouTube and things like that, I've got a couple of his albums now. And he did an Aaron Neville song, which everyone knows, and I'm going to do his version of it, totally different sound, but this is Tell It Like It Is. If you want something to play with, go and buy yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy. If you want something to play with, go and buy yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, 'cause it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then baby, I will. You know that I will. You gotta tell it like it is. Let your conscience be your guide. Deep down inside of me, I believe you love me, so forget your foolish pride. Well, tell it like it is. Baby, tell it like it is. Like a T.I.S. Tell it like it is. Baby, tell it like it is. Life is too short to have sorrow. You could be here today and then gone tomorrow. You might as well get just what you want. So baby, come on and live. Go on and live. You gotta tell it like it is. Let your conscience be your guide. I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me, so forget your foolish pride. Where has pride ever gotten you? Tell it like it is. Baby, baby, tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. Baby, tell it like it is.
Matt Jordan. You know, I like that song and respect Mr. Neville too much to say this, but I'll say it anyway. I think you fixed it, you know? I don't quite mean it that way, but it's no, it's really great to hear it done that way. It's so much fun when you hear a song you're used to hearing one way to hear it done a little differently. Matt, I hope we can do this again. You've been just tremendous to have here. We do have time to sneak one more in if you'd like.
One more song,
I was negotiating with Emily. I said, Emily, do you think he wants to close with this? And she said, nah, I think he can play more. So you blame Emily, not me.
It's all your fault.
I did put your website up on our Facebook page and your Facebook address. Anything else we should mention that I failed to ask you other than I would love to have you come back to?
Have Subaru station wagon. We'll travel. So, I mean, if anybody, I do weddings, bar mitzvahs, social gatherings, other events. Cocktail waitress will be here all week.
Yeah, it's a really good point is if you have an office party or some kind of, fall festival or something coming up, imagine having a guy like this engaging your folks. And, I could see you at a lot of different settings doing that. And we cover 15 counties in Pennsylvania and Ohio, parts of West Virginia and Maryland. And I'm sure you can get on a plane, too, for our Phoenix listeners. You know, who knows?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I love flying.
For being here. What do you want to close up with?
Well, thanks for having me. I guess I'll close with this song. It's another song that that Aaron Neville did. So this is going to be closer to Aaron Neville's version of it. But this song is kind of like back when I was really struggling with a lot in life. This song was a lot. It did a lot for me. It got me back to actually got me back into going to church at the time. And it's a really great song Aaron Neville does. It's called "There's a God Somewhere."
Matt Jordan.
Each day the sun comes out to shine, and the stars and the moon, they just live on all the time. You know the wind, it blows as we listen. Oh, and breathe. God's living air. The flowers grow, and they do not talk. They do not spin all, worry it all. You know the birds, they live and get their care. Surely there is a God somewhere. You know my heart, it tells me, surely, 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 there must be a God somewhere.
Ooh. Matt Jordan, and look for him. I think you're going to see even and hear even greater and greater things coming from him. Matt, thanks again for being with us today.